Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. About 10 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus, King Herod unleashed a violent persecution of the Catholic Church in the year 42. He put to death the Apostle James, and then most of the apostles were scattered. They were propelled out of their comfort zone and sent on mission by this persecution. At this time, the Apostle Thomas traveled from Jerusalem, first to Damascus in Syria, and then eastward, preaching the gospel and establishing the Catholic Church in towns along the way in Persia, or modern-day Iraq, and Iran, until he arrived in Punjab, Pakistan, 20 miles northwest of what is now Islamabad, and there he planted the Catholic Church. Around the year 50, the Holy Spirit recalled him to Jerusalem with the rest of the apostles to be present at two important events, the Assumption of Mary and the First Council of the Church found in Acts chapter 15. However, like Easter Sunday, Thomas was late, and he missed Mary's Assumption, just as he missed the night of the resurrection. But let's give him a break. He was coming all the way from Pakistan, after all. Thomas was distraught that he missed his mother's Assumption, and like the resurrection, 8 days later, Mary appeared to him, assuring him of her maternal love and care. And as a proof of this, she gave him her mantle or cloak, signifying that her motherly presence would never fail him. After this, Thomas went by way of the Red Sea to Yemen, then to the island of Socotra, where he established the Catholic Church, and from there he sailed across the Arabian Sea to the western coast of India, to Kerala, where he landed in 52 AD. Thomas went with no companions. He was the only Christian on the entire continent of Asia. Yet he was not alone, for Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and know that I am with you always, yes, until the end of time." So Thomas was not alone. Jesus and Mary were with him. And you and I are never alone, for Jesus and Mary are always with us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
For 17 years, Thomas built friendships and led people to Jesus. And there, in southwestern India, he established the Catholic Church in the first century. Now, in the first century, there were many trade routes from the Middle East to India through the Roman Empire. But once the Roman Empire fell in the 5th century, and Islam rose to power in the 7th century, India was virtually cut off from Rome and Europe for almost 1,000 years. Finally, though, in the 16th century, St. Francis Xavier sailed from Spain to bring Christianity to India. But much to his surprise, guess what he found when he got off the boat? Catholics, and the Catholic Church, and the Mass, and devotion to Mary. "Where did you come from?" Francis asked. "From the Apostle Thomas," they responded. For they had always considered themselves Thomas Christians. In fact, I know a priest from that region, the Malabar region. His hometown parish, which is considered one of the newer ones in that part of India, was established in the year 999. Now, why is this significant? Because it is tremendous historical proof that Jesus Christ founded the Catholic Church on the apostles like Thomas, who planted it all over the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Having established the Catholic Church on the western coast of India, Thomas then traveled east to Chennai. Nearby was a temple of Kali, the satanic goddess of death and dismemberment, patroness of stranglers. I am not making this stuff up. Without the light of Christ, the world becomes enslaved to the demons of darkness, and we are once again falling into this darkness. In 72 AD, 20 years after he left Jerusalem and arrived in India, Thomas was praying in a cave on a hill called the Little Mount, where Brahmins from the temple of Kali attacked him and pierced him in the heart with a lance. And there Thomas died and was buried, and the Indian Christians have venerated his tomb ever since. Many years earlier, near the time of the crucifixion, when Jesus told the apostles he was going to Jerusalem, they were afraid because they knew of the plots to kill Jesus. But Thomas spoke up with both courage and love, saying, "Then let us also go with him to Jerusalem to die with him." Now Thomas had done so, not in Jerusalem, but in Chennai, overlooking the Bay of Bengal, more than 3,000 miles from home. There he brought the light of Christ to scatter the darkness of the kingdom of Satan and death. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, Thomas is famously known as Doubting Thomas. After the resurrection, the other apostles tried to tell him that Jesus was alive. Thomas, however, retorted, "Unless I see the holes the nails made in his hands, and can put my finger into the holes they made, and unless I can put my hand in his side, I refuse to believe." Now, I've been rejected by a lot of people when I tried to tell them about Jesus, but never as insolently as that. That was a pretty harsh reply made by Thomas. These words seemed like a definitive and quite final answer. Yet even after having been rebuffed, the other apostles kept inviting Thomas into their friend group to share life together. And this became the occasion for Thomas to encounter Jesus. For 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. The doors were closed, but Jesus came in and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he spoke to Thomas. "Put your finger here. Look, here are my hands. Give me your hand. Put it into my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." And Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." The Lord will never give up on us. May we, in our turn, never give up on family and friends and keep inviting them in all kinds of different ways to encounter Jesus, just like the other apostles did to Thomas. And be patient, because it's a long game. I bet Thomas was grateful to his apostles' buddies because they didn't write him off. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We do not need to go 3,000 miles or even 30 miles to fulfill our mission to lead people to Jesus. Just be faithful to your time in friendship with Him every day, time in mental prayer through the rosary and the prayerful reading and reflection on the Word of God. For the rosary and Lectio Divina are the two forms of meditation the Catechism suggests. Then make the commitment to spend time with the people God has entrusted to you, your spouse, kids, elderly parents, grandkids, close friends, and do this regularly. That means habitually, ideally once a week. In fact, God commanded us to set aside every Sunday for two reasons. First, time to delight in Him at Mass, and second, time to delight in each other by spending time together. That is what Sunday is for. Living Sunday the way God intended is not a guideline, it's a commandment. We just need to take back Sundays. And finally, make sure you listen to and talk with each person in your family, unit, small group of friends, one-on-one. Love is to do some good for the other. And the only way you can know what good they need is if you know and understand them. And that can only happen one-on-one. So be apostles of delight with your family and friends, your group, your unit, whatever you want to call it, on Sundays and one-on-one. And when the time is right, when you see an interest or an opening, invite them to take their next right step to grow closer to God. So invite and follow up and be patient, because it's a long game. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what struck you, or what strikes you about this great St. Thomas?
I actually, during the fourth point, a very funny interaction came to mind. It was just a really funny moment from the St. Lawrence Center group chat that happened this Easter, I think, where one of the priests in the group chat had jokingly kicked out one of the students for a little bit over Easter weekend, and we were like, dang it, we're going to have to wait 3 days for her to come back in the group chat. And someone chimes in and they're like, okay, I guess we're all going to meet in a room and we're just going to wait for her to return to the group chat. And I was like, I'll be there, but I'm going to be very doubtful. And someone's like, all right, Thomas. And I always think of that now with doubting Thomas.
Yeah, he gets a bad rap. Because
a real bad rap.
I think he did a pretty good job of making up for it.
Yeah, he did. But I think that's the beautiful thing in all the stories of the apostles, is it's not a straight line. Most of them had a lot to make up for, and we forget about that. They're not like Mary. They're not born without sin. They're men, and they were chosen for this.
It's such a good point, because it's so easy to fall, and then immediately the devil just kicks us when we're down.
Yeah.
And he tells us how unworthy we are, which then causes us to go away from God even more. It's such a, mm-hmm. it's so diabolical, yeah. What the devil does is he does two things. He makes sin so appealing.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it so appealing that you can't resist,
yeah.
seemingly.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do it, and then he turns and he just berates us with how unworthy mm-hmm. and bad we are.
Yeah.
Which then we, in shame, we go further away from God and we just spiral downward.
Mm-hmm. And it's so ironic that I think as people, the best story is a comeback story, but we don't really believe that for ourselves. We believe once we've done one thing, what's the point? We don't have a clean slate.
Yeah.
We're already not perfect. It's not going to happen. But you see other people and you're like, well, they're perfect. They're forgivable. They're fine.
I always love the saying, perfection is not measured by never falling. Perfection is measured by how quickly you get up once you fall.
Mm-hmm.
And the more quickly you get up, the more perfect you are.
Yeah. I mean, really, when you talk about the highest form of music, jazz is just all wrong notes.
What do you mean?
Everyone jokes about jazz. You can't really mess it up because you just got to look really intentional. And you can make any note work in jazz. And I don't think there's a single note in any given key, in any given song, that you can't throw into a jazz song and make it work.
That's a great analogy, because no matter what note you play in life, if you keep turning back to God, he'll constantly work it in your favor.
Well, that's why the best metaphor is J.R.R. Tolkien's Silmarillion.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? You've never heard about this?
No.
I will do it no justice, because I know there are people who have either never heard of the Silmarillion and never read it, or there are people who have read it religiously.
Excellent.
And I'm going to confuse both of them. But essentially, there's a beautiful metaphor of this, the world being built between God and essentially these beings that are like angels.
Hmm.
And they're all singing the world into being. And the melody is beautiful. They all have their own melodies. And it forms this great symphony, very polyphonic beauty.
Hmm.
And no matter what, even the angels that begin to fall away and then become dissonant, that sound is weaved into this grand melody of the world's creation. It doesn't matter how dissonant they try to be, but it will always be beautiful because of the great conductor, the creator of the world.
Gosh, the great conductor, God's providential care, that God is working all things for good for those who love him. So all we have to do is keep falling forward.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's a very good way to put it.
And the way we fall forward is so simple. As soon as you fall, do not beat yourself up for it. That's just mm-hmm. pride.
Yeah.
As soon as you fall, just turn to Jesus and say, I'm sorry. This is how I am. I want mm-hmm. to do better. And then get up and go forward. And this is the beauty of our simple way of life, of just every day be faithful to daily meditation, because sin is to turn away from God.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is to turn to God. So just every day go back to meditation in the rosary or with scripture, because that's how you fall forward.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to put it. Kind of reminds me of Buster Keaton. Probably one of the best filmmakers in all of history from like the 1910s, 1920s. But his craft was just knowing how to fall well so that he got right back up every single time.
That's a good way to say it. We can learn how to fall well simply by turning back to God mm-hmm. in prayer, in meditation every day. It doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. And I guarantee everyone, mm-hmm. if you just make the habit of daily meditation, you will always fall forward and God will turn everything to the greatest good. Well, thank you for enlightening me to the Cimmerillion. Mm-hmm. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.